Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Crispin Ferry, spokesperson for the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary. Good afternoon to your listeners.
And thank you, Crispin. Thank you for making the time on this really interesting topic about the Gupta brothers. And today, obviously, we've been discussing it at length, and there's a lot of interest. So what does the arrest of the Gupta brothers mean for South Africa?
Well, it is a significant development. As you would know, these are fugitives from justice who have been charged in a court of law for various activities, including money laundering and several acts of corruption. And now we are in a process to at least bring them to justice in South Africa. And so what will happen from here is that we're most likely to see the South African authorities working very closely with the United Arab Emirates authorities. By South African authorities, I mean law enforcement institutions, your NPA, the Hawks, to file an extradition request so that the Gupta brothers can be extradited back to South Africa to face the justice system in this country in a court of law. And I think that is quite a significant development. But I also do want to say to our Chayatim listeners that, and they may be aware, of course, that extradition is not a process of going and tapping someone on the shoulder and saying, come, let's go back, and so that you can face justice. It does require a judicial process in a particular jurisdiction, and that court of that country would have to confirm that an individual is indeed extraditable to face a particular charge in that court or in a court where they are requested to face the charge. And at times, we have seen that such processes do get challenged in various judicial systems, and it's most likely that this would be the case as well in this regard. So although it's a significant development, it's most likely that other developments are also going to make the process a little bit more cumbersome moving forward. But nonetheless, it's a step forward, most certainly.
Absolutely. I think the, as you mentioned, more cumbersome, I think the ripple effect, obviously, of this case for South Africa, what do you think we can expect?
Well, we can now certainly see that the force of our justice system is recognized internationally, where you have other countries cooperating with the South African government in this manner. You can certainly believe that other jurisdictions across the world will also be willing to cooperate with us. In fact, that has been the case. For instance, in the United Kingdom, there's also currently an extradition case that's currently underway, the matter of Michael Lomas as well, who's also been involved in acts of corruption with one of the state-owned enterprises, we believe. And so this is generally, we should expect a trend of this nature. But also, as Minister Lamola had said in Parliament, I think a couple of weeks ago, when speaking in Parliament, he said that when the NPA say that there are 9 seminal cases on the way in the next 6 months or so, we should believe it and we should support them and ensure that we do all we can that to ensure that they are able to do their job. But also, we all have an obligation to protect them from political interference from any party. And we have seen in recent times various political parties casting aspersions on the NPA, etc. And those are acts that we should be able to call out from time to time as citizens as well.
Absolutely. And what do you think we can expect regarding ex-President Zuma? Because obviously he has a lot of weight and a lot of pull still and a lot of sort of followers within South Africa. What do you think we can expect?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what former President Zuma is thinking. And quite frankly, we are not bothered because the rule of law doesn't have eyes. It must guillotine anything that's in front of it. And that's what we should be looking out for, ensuring that the rule of law upholds itself and is upheld, rather, by the relevant institutions, regardless of who is before them or regardless of who is affected by a possible verdict of guilt. So that's what's important. And that's what we should expect from our law enforcement agencies. And that's how we know that we have a functioning state, right? The moment you can see that justice is indeed blind.
Yep. I think it's going to be very interesting, the case and the impact on South Africa. And I think also the world following the case Do you think that the extradition will happen fairly soon, or is this going to take a while for them to actually get to South Africa?
Like I said, we do expect that, in fact, our experience generally with extradition matters that this can be quite protracted, and we don't expect anything less in this regard. So we wouldn't be quick to put a timeline around this. We definitely would want to say that we do expect a very, very protracted process, a very protracted case as well. And for instance, in our jurisdiction in South Africa, we have seen parties taking up extradition matters right up to the Constitutional Court. These are foreign nationals who are in our jurisdiction who are wanted by other countries. So it's very possible that in a jurisdiction like the UAE, individuals there would also, the Gupta brothers namely, would also want to try a similar process. So we don't know. Unfortunately, it's one of those where government officials would have to say, quite frankly, we don't know how long it will take. But one thing we know is that the process is in place, and we are in cooperation with the UAE authorities. Thus far, they've showed very high levels of cooperation, and we don't believe that that will change anytime soon. The step is too big for it to change now.
Absolutely. Crispin Fury, spokesperson for the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services, thank you for your time, and thank you for giving us more insight.